With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Like, it's only day one in this trial.
So the day one of the trial. So Colleen does the thing. It's Rebecca. Rebecca rings Colleen. Colleen doesn't answer. Colleen rings her back in a private number. And Rebecca says, oh, you know, that wasn't me. I wasn't leaking stories. And then she said that she had a very cold, calculated voice. She was fuming. And she said, it was you. You've been leaking stories about me for years. Rebecca says, so send me the stories you think I've been leaking.
I
haven't been leaking any stories.
Ask Wazza.
I don't know what Rebecca sounds like. Colleen's in Liverpool, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't know what Rebecca sounds like. Now, Colleen's in harsh Liverpool now. She's
so Rebecca soft. Says, well, you know, I can't believe you're having a go at me like this. I'm pregnant. She says, well, you're leaking stories when you're pregnant.
We know all that. Peter Andre, Shipalata.
Sorry, I missed that bit. I was
okay.
Out that day. Go on.
Right.
What happened?
Wow. Okay, so
I saw people talking about Peter Andre yesterday, but whenever I see Peter Andre, it's like, yeah, okay.
Colleen's legal team said, hey, Rebecca, how are you? How's it going? Yeah, yeah. Do you respect people's privacy, do you? And she says, yeah, of course I do, yeah. And then they dug up an article where she had spoken about having had relations with Peter Andre.
Who did? Colleen?
No.
Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Before, and obviously.
She said he was a 5-minute man and he had a ship of ladder.
Oh.
Yeah, you haven't seen any of this?
No.
This all kicked off last night, and I was like, what?
I've seen chipolatas at Marks and Spencer's, and they're like little tiny sausages.
So when I asked you what a chipolata is, you had no idea the context of...
No, I knew it was a sausage. I thought you were trying to...
They went to town on this, because they said if you did respect people's privacy and you would never dream of leaking stories...
No, you wouldn't, no.
You wouldn't have said something like that about somebody's private...
Whoa. No mystery there, girl.
No.
Yeah, you shouldn't really reveal intimate details.
Well, it's not very kind.
It's very not kind, seeing as... Well, this was in an article from years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know how long ago. It was a while ago.
So that's not a good start.
No. No.
Not poor old Peter Andre.
Poor old Peter Andre,
What's
exactly.
he getting dragged into this for?
Exactly. I think people probably didn't even know that they'd had a thing together. Until yesterday.
Poor old Peter Andre. He gets the raw end of the deal.
He seems like a nice fella.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
What's he do? Except be a nice dad to his kids and have some nice songs. What else has he done wrong? Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Ah, poor old Peter Andre. Like, he's...
I know.
I'll never be able to go into Marks and Spencer's again.
Harry Styles says he's glad he started going to therapy. He spoke about his experience in a new interview. Being an internationally renowned pop star may not be the most difficult job in the world, but when you're as famous as Harry Styles, it's put a lot of pressure on your shoulders. And he said, I thought it meant you were broken. I wanted to be the one who said I didn't need it. So I think he actually said some positive things about therapy yesterday, because he was kind of saying, look, you don't need to be in a really messed up place to want to go and get a little bit of help.
Yeah, I think Harry Styles is turning into a very fine young man, because you know, he wears what he wants. He doesn't care what anyone says.
Mm-hmm.
He advocates looking after your noggin.
He does.
I like the cut of his jib.
Yep. And no chipolata stories.
Chipolatas. Poor old Peter Andre. It's the last thing you want.
What a word to describe. Anyway, finally for the moment, Father of the Bride is old, new, borrowed and blue.
So Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan are going to be in a fresh adaptation.
There's nothing fresh about it.
Nothing fresh about that. Of the comedy, the amount of people I know, mostly ladies, who absolutely love Father Bride. They watch that a million times.
This was Steve Martin, wasn't it? He was the dad.
Steve Martin was the dad, yeah. So they're going to do a remake for the new generation, and Gloria and Andy are just the right age for it.
Really?
Yeah, well, they'll have loads of... I wonder who the daughter will be.
That'd be a more interesting question. Yeah. Anyway, here's what we know so far.
Sophie?
She's not here yet.
Fathers play a big role in their daughter's life. It's a special bond that only they share.
Hello?
And even when she's all grown up, she's still daddy's little girl.
Dad? I have something to say. I'm engaged!
What?
I propose.
Wow. You propose?
You propose?
Yes.
You propose to him?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't propose to you?
Mm-mm.
Can you do that? Does anyone do that?
Of course you can.
So, there
That's
you go.
Coming.
There's a nice Saturday afternoon movie and your Jimmy Jams on the couch.
It is. Keep your chipolatas to yourself. That's Dish the Dirt for now.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. It is a Wednesday.
Lovely sing there, Jim. You can tell that you're very familiar with their entire back catalogue of their recent work.
I do like that song. That's one of my favourites. It's written about one of the mixers. I don't know which one it was of the mixers it was. She went out with a fella in a band, and she was all taken with him, and he was all writing songs for her and everything.
I think it was Jesse, was it?
Could have been Jesse. I'm not sure. Not sure. Anyway, and she was all taken with him. And he was writing all the songs for her.
Oh.
And then she found out maybe all the songs weren't always for her. A sweet melody.
Grand.
So it's that time of year again, Nobby. Last night the round one of the Eurovision was on, and this time of year is around the time that the Irish entry will complain that they're not getting any airplay. It seems to happen every year around this time.
Oh, God.
Now, here's my theory on it. The Eurovision is a bit of crack to watch, yeah?
Yeah. What's the song called?
I don't know. Right. Does that make me
start.
A bad person?
How are we meant to play it if you don't know what it's
now,
called?
Now, I probably will give it a... If I'm around on Saturday, I will give it a little bit of a go, especially the award ceremony thing, the voting. I like that.
Yeah.
And I used to like going on Twitter and taking the mick out of it a bit.
You did. I think Ukraine are a shoe-in this year.
Yeah, and that's a nice thing. Because am I right in thinking that the voting isn't exactly impartial? And this year it's nice because for once everybody's going to show their support for Ukraine. Their song could be brilliant, but apparently they did really well last night. They got through to the final. I didn't see it last night, but yeah, by all accounts they're a shoo-in to win. Here's the thing: do people consider the Eurovision a real thing?
It's not going away.
No, it's not like a sporting event. Like, it's not like the Olympics.
Well, it's a music sporting event.
Yeah, but it isn't, though, because the voting is... Everyone just votes for their neighbours.
So here's Brooke Scullion. Hey, stupid, that's rich. Well, it's coming from you, and that's rich. Come on, Ireland.
Absolutely, come on, Ireland. So
okay,
why isn't she getting airplay? Why isn't nobody playing her?
Well,
she's playing people in Derry aren't even playing her. That's where she's from.
So this is the Ukraine entry. Sorry, no, it said it was, caller.
I get into it. I really get into it.
This is the Kalush Orchestra.
I don't take it seriously, though. I don't consider it a real thing. Yes.
That means lullaby.
That's my kind of jam.
Mother Stephanie, the field is blooming, but her hair is getting grey.
Come on!
Oh,
that's a banger. That's great.
He's even got a recorder / flute. Tin whistle. There's a lot of them, in fairness. It's just Brooke by herself.
I know she has loads of dancers, apparently.
Ah, yes.
Anyway, it's the same thing every year, and they complain, and there's not enough support. But like, we can't vote for her yet anyway, Brooke.
That's true. That's true.
So it's all the people in Turin you need to convince.
And yeah, around Europe.
Yeah.
And Russia are banned, and I think a lot of people, for loads of reasons, will want Ukraine to win, so...
That's what I mean.
Look, gonna happen.
The scoring isn't real, like, that's what I'm saying. It's not a real thing.
Yeah.
It's just like what's popular that day. If there's a buzz about them, you know, in the Eurovision village.
It's tough though, because you know, for Brooke or anyone else who goes before or will go again, you put a lot of time, a lot of energy into it. You feel like you've got the country behind you, and if it doesn't go well, you're going to feel disappointed. It's tough gig.
I have a friend who goes every year.
We haven't won it since 1996.
It is the best crack you could possibly have.
Oh, I'd say there's lots of activities going on, all right.
Britney Spears has left fans concerned over posting a string of completely naked photos of herself.
Oh, yeah, do you remember that, yeah?
Well, she's doing this every day now.
All right.
It's a regular
thing. She uses emojis, doesn't she, too?
No, right? She uses one emoji in two hands. That's how she covers up her modesty.
Okay.
She is sailing very close to the Instagram rules there.
Yeah, she might get blocked.
She will get blocked, and her fans are very worried for her mental health because it's... constant. It's like a normal picture of her doing something and then her in the nip.
Mm.
And it's not just her in the nip, it's her in the nip four or five times.
Is she cleaning in the nip or anything like that? Some people are into that.
No, right? She's standing in her, looks like a greenhouse.
So she's gardening in the nip?
Well, it looks like an indoor with gardening stuff in the background.
Okay.
And it's
well,
just,
it is very hot in greenhouses. Maybe she's just roasting.
But I don't know why she's doing it. Her fans are worried. Why are you putting pictures of yourself in the nip every day?
Yeah. Has she answered that? No.
I don't think she has.
Okay.
Well, I suppose if you look like Britney, you probably would take pictures of yourself in the nip.
Yeah, but you might want to share it with everybody.
No. The sharing bit that even the fans are kind of going, okay, that was kind of funny the first time. What's going on now?
She's in the school run, doing the school yard, and all the other mads are hanging around in the morning times. They're like,
maybe she gets
hey, Britney.
She gets the views and she's hooked on the views.
Yeah.
Hooked on the clicks, Nobby, you know yourself. You get something that you stick a pin in the fizzy drink can and you get the views. You might try it again.
That was only the once.
I know, but
I'm not still standing there with my pin hanging out.
You did it more than once.
I just did it once.
You did a follow-up thinking, come on, here we go. Pay dirt.
Yeah, maybe I did.
Britney goes nude.
They haven't monetized that. They haven't monetized TikTok anyway. No. Sort it out,
I don't
know
why she's doing it. Is she monetized? Is that why she's doing it?
I don't think Instagram will give you any money for getting your...
Well, her fans know more than we do and they're worried.
Yeah. I hope she's okay anyway. I'm sure she is. I'm sure she knows what she's doing.
Coming up, I have a fantastic story that could be connected to this country, but it's happening, and it's vandalism, and it's happening in Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, okay.
It's kind of weird.
Do it. Any chance you're doing a Britney?
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. Coming up today, we will have another round. You missed this last week, Nobby, you were away. Of SpongeBob Lyrics Pants.
SpongeBob Lyrics Pants. It's a good game.
So it's SpongeBob doing the lyrics to songs, and you have to guess in your head for the crack.
Lovely.
It's going to be fun.
Also, later on this morning, we will have to come back to it. A very modern detective story as Agatha Christie thriller opens first chapter in court. Wayne is getting out of the taxi. I think they arrived in a taxi looking very sharp. Colleen is in one of those boots when you do your ankle in, arriving to court.
Oh.
They look like they're serious. Rebecca arrives with oversized sunglasses on, bodyguards wearing matching tops.
Yeah, oversized. I'd definitely go oversized. If ever there was an occasion that called for oversized sunglasses... court.
Interesting enough, Rebecca arrives with quite a few people. Colleen and Wayne just go by themselves. They've no minders. From what I could see anyway, they just arrived.
They've nothing to hide.
And the word chipolata was used. We'll discuss it all in a deep dive link later on this morning.
They have a very high pork content.
Good, right.
They're better for you than sausages.
Okay.
Any personal trainer will tell you that.
Anyway, go on.
Furious residents of an English town have demanded a police manhunt to catch whoever is painting their post boxes green.
Oh, come on, Ireland.
Well, we don't know that yet, but yeah, come on, Ireland. West Yorkshire Police have launched an investigation after residents complained about vandalisation of the Queen's property.
Oh.
In several locations around Huddersfield in recent days.
One would not be happy.
Police were called in on Saturday after several post boxes were given an unwanted lick of green paint in a bridge near the Lepton area. Then on Sunday, the mystery deepened as another was spotted around 7 kilometres away and the marsh near the Edgerton border, you know there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
At first, there was speculation it may have something to do with the Green Party, but now people think it's something to do with Ireland. Because the Green Party,
their Green Party, okay,
Green Party said, no, that's nothing to do with us. We wouldn't paint post boxes green.
Mm.
Residents are now suspecting a possible link to us, not you and me.
Wouldn't be us.
The Irish. Post boxes in Ireland were originally red and seen as a symbol of British rule.
Right.
And then eventually they were painted green, which they are now.
Getcha. And did you know, by the way, I saw a thing, I think it was the Archbishop of Banterbury the other day.
Banterbury.
Everyone follow that account.
Go on.
On Insta. Oh, it's hilarious. Post boxes, you know the way they sit on the ground?
Yeah.
They're not flush with the ground. They have this big, huge root.
Underneath the ground?
Yeah. That plants them into it.
It's so like, that's where the letters go underground, do they?
I don't think the letters go underground, but just so you can't knock it, you'd be able to topple over. It's like a foundation of a gaff, but it's a foundation for a post box. So they actually have like a little rocket bit underneath them that goes, like it's about a third the length of the post box.
Wow.
Goes into the ground.
I never knew that.
So you can't knock them over.
I heard about that, but I didn't see it. Anyway.
There you go.
They're looking for this, so if anyone knows... I'm astonished at what happened, but it seems someone connected to Sinn Féin could be involved here, they say. I don't know why Sinn Féin. Have they not enough on their plate?
Well, they've had quite a lot of success in the north there in the last few days, so maybe they're celebrating by painting the post boxes green.
In Huddersfield. That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Have you got a photograph? Is it a neat job? Like?
It looks like one of ours, yeah. It looks like one of our own
post boxes. Oh, that's a professional job. Like someone.
So all the post boxes that we have that are that shape, you know, the old style, sort of London style,
yeah.
Paddington Bear style, that are green, they all used to be red.
All I can see when I look at those post boxes are a man with a nose and a big mouth. And he looks like he's wearing a cap.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
When you see it, you can't unsee it.
Anyway. They're looking into it.
Hey, we once left a load of strawberry lemon cuddle mugs sitting on top of a post box around Marion Square. We should do that again. Just left them there. We've no idea what happened to them, who collected them, where they went. Don't know.
We just left them there.
We just gifted them to the people of Dublin.
It was a beautiful thing.
It was. Right, well, if anyone could let us know about the culprits behind that, please. Don't call the Metropolitan Police. Call us. Because we'd like to know.
Also, I found, so it's nothing to do with the actual Eurovision, but there's a couple of comedians in England and they've done a spoof Eurovision song. Now, I know people have done them down through the years, but this one is, it's just brilliant.
Hello, ham and cheese makes me weak to the knees.
I know, it's fine there, but this one is absolutely brilliant. If it was up to me, I'd change the alphabet and I'd put I next to you.
Linda would like to know, could you keep us posted on the topic about the green?
Yeah.
Letterboxes, please. Thanks.
Oh, dear.
It's FM104. Give that wolf a banana.
I love these bonkers Eurovision songs.
So we played Ukraine a little while ago. We played our Irish entry as well.
This is our Norwegian cousins. Your breath, that hunger in you, I'm a danger now, I guess. Let's go to grandma's, you say grandma tastes the best. And before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. Give that wolf.
Oh, I'm sorry, they deserve it. They deserve
somebody
it.
Give that wolf a banana.
The costumes, it's like Daft Punk meets the Minions. Give that wolf a banana.
See, that's what I mean. It's a lot of crack, but nobody takes it seriously.
Oh, you couldn't with that. But the dance is brilliant.
Give that wolf banana. Wolf.
I saw Dustin the Turkey tweet, and it's the best of luck to Ireland, but when it doesn't happen, you tune into to Joe Duffy when everyone's blaming me for it yet again. We shouldn't have sent that turkey that year.
It all went wrong, yeah, Joe, when you sent Dustin.
They didn't take it seriously after that. Give that wolf a banana.
That's amazing.
I've got a cake to bake. Come on.
Norway, congratulations in advance. It's FM104, 7:39.
So Vogue do that weird 73 questions thing where they film it with nobody asking them the question, and then they put in a guy's voice asking the question, and they're walking around as if it's like, oh, somebody just called in for a cup of tea. I'll answer the questions as I'm wandering around my luxury apartment. Here she is, just Dua Lipa, talking about dancing, yoga, astrology and Crocs.
My seats to the show better be this good, Dua.
Hey, Vogue.
An answer to 73 questions is now your opening act.
I'm ready.
Okay, can you first tell me what you're standing on?
This is the levitator.
Can you tell me the purpose of the levitator?
I get up every night and I perform levitating on this while flying through the arena.
Oh my god, that sounds like magic. And how many shows have you performed on your tour so far?
I've done 23 shows out of 109.
Almost a quarter done. And what is the first thing you do when you get to a new city?
I love to find a good restaurant and a really fun dive bar.
How would you describe the Future Nostalgia Tour in your own words?
The craziest thing I've ever done.
What's been the most memorable show on the tour?
You know, I do get spoiled almost every night, but I have to say MSG was a really special one for me.
Aha! That's good to know.
Well, she didn't say I mentioned Crocs then, did she?
Not yet. Maybe that's in the next episode. There's a place for them when it comes to girls, Jim.
What? Crocs? Oh, you allow the girls wear Crocs. Would you have a problem if men wear Crocs?
Correct.
That's
sexist Crocs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Hustle starring Adam Sandler. After discovering a once-in-a-lifetime player with a rocky past abroad, a down-on-his-luck basketball scout takes it upon himself to bring the phenomenon to the States without his team's approval. It's a sports movie, everyone, with Adam Sandler. Are you in?
I think we're back in with him now, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking me to see basketball
or bare-knuckle boxing?
We do everything.
I'm Stanley Sugarman. I'm a scout for the 76ers.
So you're 22 years old, because you can't be in the draft if you're over 22.
Yes, I'm 22 years old.
Who's this?
It's my son. This Philly thing. There's room to grow there. I want to coach someday.
Do you love being away from home all the time?
Best chance to win in here is with you out there.
What the hell am I still chasing this for?
So you're just going to give up on your dream?
Been in this league for 30 years and it's like I'm nothing.
Coming soon to Netflix. Girls, I have a question for you. Rebecca, or not, sorry, I keep mixing them up. Very important you stopped doing this. Colleen Rooney yesterday arrives at court with two handbags. One was a kind of standard size. The second was almost like an overnight bag, but she wasn't staying overnight.
What's in the two bags? Well, there might be documents in one.
Well, it wasn't like a briefcase or...
Might be
maybe
a laptop?
Maybe.
Small laptop?
Maybe. Wayne had nothing on him and he wasn't carrying a bag. He wasn't helping or anything. There's so much to get through in this. We'll have to come back to it later on the show, but essentially... Rebecca, Colleen's team wanted to find out, would Rebecca ever tell a story or do a kiss and tell? And in 2004, she told the News of the World about an alleged encounter with Peter Andre, in which she compared his manhood to a miniature Chipolata and said he was only around for 5 minutes, if you get what I mean. And they were able to say, well, clearly you do breach people's privacy.
There was a lot of detail, yeah. Mr. Shelburne said, did you feel particularly strongly about the size? Miss Vardy claimed she was forced into the situation by my ex-husband to do the interview. She
to
said.
Talk about it, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why that was either. Jamie wasn't there. No. Maybe he was busy training. I don't know. Wasn't there, though. Wayne was.
It's all very messy, isn't it?
Oh, it's very messy.
How long are they predicting this to go on for?
7 days. It's going to be juicy 7 days, so everyone buckle up. Come on.
So what, it finishes this day next week then?
I say Johnny and Amber are raging. It finishes this day, yeah, around about that time, yeah. Yeah.
I just feel sorry for Peter Andre.
I know, but like, what? Why was he dragged into this? He was probably just having his dinner last night and suddenly his phone started to happen. You having chipolatas for dinner,
pal? They're mentioning me. Brilliant to have me mention anything. What are they saying? Oh, you don't want to know, Peter. Please don't. Don't go on Twitter. Running all the
stop signs. It's F104. The way song is nearly 5 minutes.
Welcome back to the game that will take the nation by storm.
Oh, one day. Yeah. Okay.
This is SpongeBob's Lyrics Pants. You weren't here last week. You missed it.
No, I wasn't.
So
I
basically, wasn't. There's a website that you can make SpongeBob.
Don't give away your secrets, Tim.
I'm not giving away my secrets, but
you slaved over this all night.
I did. Well, there was a touch of slaving, all right. So, we have SpongeBob's Lyric Pants. All you have to do is listen, okay. Play along in your head.
Is it Patrick's voice or whose voice is it?
It's SpongeBob himself.
Okay.
So, Nobby, I don't want you to shout out the answers. I want you to say them in your head, maybe write them down, and then I'll tell you at the end.
Okay, I'll get me a phone.
How you did.
Save right. The trees. Let's use the notes.
Save the trees. All right, so SpongeBob doing the lyrics of well-known songs. I'm looking for the artist and the song. Nobby, if you want to have 2 points for each one. Yeah?
Okay, Jim.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here
everyone
we go.
Else as well.
Here's the
play
first.
Play along for a cuddle mug.
Play along.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
Okay.
Obviously, please turn over your paper now.
Oh, what's that called? I know the band.
I'll give it to you again, because a lot of people were requesting last week, could you hear it? Could you hear it twice, please?
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song. Great song.
I tell you what, I have a great song for Nigel Noggin this morning. I can tell you hear it.
Good. Okay, now this one is going to be a bit more difficult, because it doesn't really get to lyrics. It's more kind of unusual words. All right? If you can get it from just the unusual words, I'd be very impressed.
Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum. Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum. Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum.
Is it a new song?
Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum.
Is it a new song? The last few years. Yeah, the last couple of years.
So, a couple of years. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's been around for a little while. But so that's just the nonsense bits. But here's some actual lyrics from that song.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This feeling's just begun.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought that was going to be Camilla and Ed Sheeran.
No, it's not.
Bam, 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 bam.
No, it's not that new. No. I wouldn't go that new.
Okay, so.
I wouldn't
know the
words.
Can you give us the lyrics again to, for that one, please?
Do you want the bum, 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 bum?
No. I've heard enough bum, bum for the moment.
They're funny. Are they not the best
thing? They are. They are, but.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this feeling's just begun.
Mm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh God,
don't WhatsApp us in until you have all three. Okay, there's two, right?
Okay.
And
bloody hard.
So I'm only doing three at a time. So here is the third one. You think that's hard?
Yeah.
I thought you would have got that now.
Yeah, it's a DJ, all right. But,
Here's the last one in this batch.
Your stare was holding. Ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
Oh, go again.
Okay, so here is the second one. This is the third one last time.
Your stare was holding. Ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
That's new enough for that, isn't
SpongeBob.
It?
No, that's not new. So people are sending in their guesses. Somebody texted in that they're loving this game. Their kids are loving this game. They particularly love this part of the song that Nobby's struggling on, the second one.
Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum. Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum.
So you're stuck on that one, eh?
Give us the lyric part again of that one. Just
lyric
please.
Part to number two. Okay,
yeah,
so and
I'm really struggling with this.
Oh my God! Oh my God! This feeling's just begun.
Sky has them all, don't you, Sky?
Morning, Sky.
Hi, morning, guys. How are you feeling?
How are you?
Good. We were commenting on your profile picture. We can't really go into it at this time of the morning.
Is that Whispering Angel?
She's having.
How did you behave?
Her profile picture is her having a fizzy drink.
Well, I don't think it's fizzy, Jim, but it's pink.
It's pink. A pink
it's
drink.
It's rosé, indeed, yeah.
So you got all three correct. Nobby's still struggling, so don't say anything yet.
Of course.
You don't have to give us your answers.
Oh
I've
God,
seen them.
Oh, my God. Is it Joel Curry?
It is Joel Curry.
Okay.
So
Joel Curry,
here we go.
Grand. And then it's because they all sound quite like a lot of his songs.
You got stuck on the first one. Here's the first one again.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
Am I going first or is Sky going first?
Well, Sky has the Sky's report card. She's got an A. She's got an A plus and a little star sticker on it. And
is it Counting Stars, One Republic?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here's the answers, everyone.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
Counting Stars, One Republic.
Doodaloo.
2 points, Nobby. Well done. Doodaloo. Sky has heard 2 points. No problem to her. Well done. Here's the second one.
Bum 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 da bum 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 da bum 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 da bum 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 da bum.
I just can't think of the name of it.
Bum 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 da bum bum bum.
Seriously?
Bum 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 da bum. Oh my God. Oh my God. This feeling's just begun.
Head and heart.
Head and heart.
Joel Curry and MNEK there. So give 1 point there, Nobby. 1 point.
Sky's got two, is she?
She's got an A. Top of the glass.
I bet you Sky hasn't even got a prize lined up for you on this. You know that?
I'll find a prize.
That's the type of letdown he could be sometimes.
Here we go. Here's three.
Carly Rae Jepsen. I just met you.
Skin was showing. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
Hey, I just met you.
So you got that. 2 points. Well done. So, for bonus points now, right? For bonus points, Skye, you're back in.
Okay.
What year was Call Me Maybe?
Oh, Jesus. 2009? 2010?
She came into the studio. She was very, very nice to us.
It's not 2009 or 2010.
She even
you
did a video.
Guesses.
She did a little short reel with us or something. Did, like, whatever the reel was of the day.
Don't ever call me, guys.
Like, don't call me, guys.
2012? How many guesses can I get?
You can have three guesses.
Well, you kind of skipped me there, Skye.
She did. She just skipped
me. Yeah, I would have said 2012.
Okay, what about Head and Heart? Joel Carey, what year is it released?
2019, I'm going
to say 19.
No, it's not. So
is it older?
You tell me.
2020.
It is 2020, so it's one also for the... let's see. Well, Skye, you got more points than them, so you know nothing to worry about. Counting Stars, One Republic. Massive F104 song. We played it so many times back in the day. What year was it released?
2011.
I would also
2012.
Say,
not 2011.
2010?
No.
Skye? Older.
What did you say, Skye?
I say 2012.
It's not 2012.
Is it older? It's 2008.
No.
2009.
It's 2013.
Whoa.
That's when it was released. So, Skye, you get yourself a pair of Strawberry Alarm Clock cuddle mugs.
Oh, guys, you're so good. Thank you.
They're yours. And if you enjoyed SpongeBob SquarePants, we'll be back later with another round.
I'll tune in for round two, so.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
SpongeBob Lyric Pants will return.
Have a good day. Good luck.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
And three, you know, more. When Skye says cheers, she really means it.
Yeah, she really
from
does.
From that photograph.
It's the same size.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
As her head.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With missquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at missquote.ie.
Lee is going to his granddad's birthday this weekend. He's 80.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's your granddad's name?
It's Sid. So
Sid.
Happy birthday.
You
to
give
Sid
our best.
Yeah,
what's the wisest thing Sid has ever told you, Lee?
To sip your first drink and then to go drink a bit quicker after that.
Okay.
Thanks, Grandad. Thanks for that one.
Yeah.
He told me to do it, man.
Sixes and sevens, Lee, you're normally getting.
Yeah. I don't think I've had a 10 yet, but fingers crossed.
Okay, well,
today could be the day.
In the right place to try. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
The famous TV pub known as the Woolpack appears on which show?
It's a soap.
Emmerdale.
From what cuisine did the spring roll originally come from?
Chinese.
Someone's described as an equestrian is involved with what?
Horses.
What is 99 minus 52?
Is 47.
What competitive TV show is Claudia Winkleman associated with?
Strictly. come dancing.
True or false, Jennifer Lawrence is a trained trapeze artist?
False.
What colour is the beginner belt in karate?
White.
Which rugby players had more caps for Ireland, Keith Earls or Tadhg Furlong?
Keith Earls.
Which of the American late night talk show Jimmys have had the roots as a house band, Fallon or Kimmel?
Fallon.
And which is older, the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty?
The Eiffel Tower.
Both have French connections, of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever been up close to the statue?
No, but I'm actually going in December.
Cool. Last time I was there, you couldn't go up to the top. I don't know if you still can't.
I think
you're
allowed now. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't allowed up the top. I was on the island of it.
I've never been near the Eiffel Tower either.
I've been up the top of that. Good crack.
Lee, how confident are you with your 10 answers?
I'd say there's a few there that I didn't get there.
There isn't a few that you didn't get. Somebody just sent in, ooh.
There's only one that you didn't get.
Oh.
Hammerdale's right. Chinese, horses, 47. Jennifer Lawrence is not a trained trapeze artist. Strictly, white belt. Keith Earls has had 96 caps, Furlong's only 57 so far.
He'll get there.
Jimmy Fallon and the Roots. The Statue of Liberty is older.
So France gave America the Statue of Liberty and then decided, hey, we need something as well. Let's build a tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around.
Statue of Liberty opened the year before the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, baby.
The drinks would have been on you this weekend, Lee.
Oh, yeah. Sure, look.
Very close.
Sorry.
Hard luck, man. Pretty good. Off the post.
Very good.
No worries, man.
Thanks for having a go, okay?
Cheers, guys. All the best.
Good luck. Bye.
Highest of the week. Oh, God. You got a 9.
I feel bad.
I'm gone. The most watched video on YouTube in 2010. It beat Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, and then what beat that then?
Gangnam Style, Justin Bieber, Baby, on Wednesday's Nod Your Noggin on F104.
Somebody said mozzarella. That's how posh people say that's cheesy. Mozzarella.
So he's 28 now. That was released 12 years ago. He was only a kid, like.
So Ludacris is from
the same, when he was 15 or something.
From the same town as him. They met before that came out. So they're both from Atlanta.
And I remember the time everyone was like, Ludacris is working with Justin Bieber.
Imagine a 15-year-old going up to Ludacris going, do you want to do a collab someday?
Hey, man.
Do you want to do a collab?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Sunny Wednesday. Why not?
Well, I think a few reasons.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the Strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Are you going on a school trip? If you're not, are you going on a trip with your parents? There's so many coming in on this. We could do this tomorrow as well.
Not the same though when you're going on a school trip versus your parents, Jim.
No, I know. But like, if you're not going on a school trip and you're going somewhere nice, let us know. But mostly school trips. Where are you going on your trip?
Hi, Jim and Abby. It's Madam. And I don't know if this is really a school trip. Every Wednesday, we are going to be going swimming, and I'm going to be doing it with my school.
That's good. That's every week a school trip, so.
Yeah. That's after school stuff. There's some good activities knocking around.
Hello, Jim and Abby. My name's Kyle, and I'm actually going on a school trip today to Causey Farm at the bog. Bye.
At the bog. In the game.
Up the flats.
Hi, Jim and Abby. I'm Amy, and for a school trip, I'm going to Fort Lucan. Bye.
Amy, you have a lovely, clear speaking voice. You should get a job on the radio someday.
That's a very clear line. We should give an award to the kid with the clearest line.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name is Katie, and I'm going to the farm.
Hi, my name is Hannah.
Yes, the zoo class.
I'm Chloe and I'm 5, and I'm going to Mel's Adventure Center with my class. Bye.
Enjoy that now.
Love Nell Adventure Center.
My name's called Amelia, and my class is going on a school tour, but I can't go because I'm going to Bulgaria!
Sorry, she's going where?
To Bulgaria.
Did you not catch that? Bulgaria!
Oh, sorry, that kind of trumps it, yeah. She's going on a plane.
Jim, Jim, and Nobby, my name's Harry, and I am going to...
Yeah?
Let's go for my school tour.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. I'm going to the farm yesterday, and I got to look at the animals. Bye.
Bye. I love the animals.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Bobby. I'm going to Disneyland.
What?
The dad farm. Bye.
Wow, that's cool.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. My name is Emily, and I go to St. Colum Kills Girls National School. And this year for our school trip, we're going to Causey Farm. Bye.
Causey Farm's yeah, good. Yeah.
But where are you going again, kids?
I'm going to Bulgaria.
Yes. I'm going to go to the farm as well, Jim, because when everyone always says that they're going to the farm, if we go there, we'll meet all our dogs.
Okay, great.
And it'll be great.
Brilliant. Let's go. Visit them.
It's 8:43 on F104. Thanks for the messages, kids. To be fair now, we've had Cake to Bake. We've had loads of other very memorable Eurovision songs. We played our Ukrainian brothers and sisters earlier on, but... Norway.
The Norwegian song is the crack.
They might have it in the bag. Heavy for that wolf. He's my grandma. Give that wolf a banana. Give that wolf. Heavy for that wolf. He's my grandma. Give that wolf a banana. Give that wolf. Give that wolf.
Give that wolf a banana. Give that wolf a banana. It's the same energy as What Did the Fox Say?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Olivia Rodrigo has met one of her absolute heroes, Jack White, and a very heartwarming video. Apparently, she's surfaced online. She can see Olivia meeting her idol. She's seen hugging him in a very cute video and almost crying because, you know, if you meet somebody you absolutely love, you can get emotional. She even shared the picture on social media and called him her hero. So this is it in three different speeds. This is really slow.
that's quite an emotional hugger, right? I wonder, does he know there's a Jack White and has he ever been? Jack White and Jack White. That'd be cool.
He has his own record plant. And he releases two albums every year.
Did not know.
Yeah, he's a vinyl plant. Harry Styles had the cutest moment with a baby behind the scenes as it was music video. You know that baby at the very beginning?
Oh, yeah. You knew this person the other day?
Well, holding a baby, this is a baby in the video. It's behind the scenes footage from the As It Was video, and he's holding a little baby. And they were having a bit of fun in between takes. And there's various people on set, some of them wearing nappies.
Do you reckon it was his goddaughter at the start?
I've heard it's his goddaughter or his niece or something like that. Yeah.
So at the very, very start of the song, there's like...
there's a little kid's voice.
Yeah. Anyway, they were behind the scenes in the video, and here's what we got. So is Harry getting broody here? What's...
I feel incredibly lucky to get to work in music and make music as my job every day, and this is incredibly sweet icing on the cake of what I get to do every day, so thank you so much.
He's not beyond a bit of do the
himself. Did you hear his explanation for that? He was living with a German fella and an American fella.
I think there was an Irish fella in there as well.
Yeah. Derry Girls last night, the prequels a series, so they had a flashback episode. So it was the man or sister and all that when they were younger.
Right.
The Leavers Disco?
That's enough now.
It wasn't me. It was Jeanette's idea.
All this time and we haven't said a word.
And that's the way it needs to stay.
People wouldn't understand, girls. They wouldn't understand.
I think we should let sleeping dogs cry.
We should let sleeping dogs lie.
Look, we should let sleeping dogs do whatever they want, Deirdre.
I think it's time to pull some skeletons out of the closet.
No, Mary. They're grand where they are. Leave the skeletons be, for the love of God.
I have carried this around with me for over 20 years. We all have.
Well, no more. No more. Sweet and gentle Jesus. Here we go.
Ah, what a show, what a show. It's going to be missed.
Will the Tommy Tiernan character ever get his own back on the Da? The Da's just so mean to him.
Yeah.
Will he ever really get comeuppance?
Leave them alone. Give them some time on their own. That's Dish the Dirt for now. More after nine, including what's happening with FIFA. It's all I want, Christie. Bit of support.
So back to the court case, right?
Yeah. So like, seriously, there's an awful lot in this.
So summing up, this is Miss Rooney's case. The lawyer said, like any good detective story, you never find a person standing over the body with a smoking gun, right?
Yeah.
You do not have to be convinced beyond reasonable doubt. You just have to conclude it's more likely than not that Ms. Vardy was responsible, either directly or indirectly through Ms. Watt, that's her assistant, right?
Yep.
It's her friend and agent, Ms. Watt. So they said, it's a series of most improbable events. So here's the thing. The court said, okay, Rebecca, we'd like to see your phone. We'd like you to give that to us as evidence.
The phone went over a boat.
In the North Sea. A couple of days later.
She's now, also in the stand yesterday.
It could be a very bad coinkydink, but I think there's something. You know, if I say, can I see that thing? I lost it,
yeah.
Me dog ate me homework.
Baltic Sea.
It fell in the North. Like, it's like, can you make sure? Don't just drop it in the pond. They have divers. Drop it in the North Sea.
Miss Vardy was on the stand yesterday and she said, I am not a leaker and I've nothing to hide. And they also used. They wanted to find out and use an example of how Ms. Vardy can sometimes sell a story and has loose lips and they sink ships. So they dug up a story from 2004 in a kiss and tell with the News of the World. After an alleged encounter with singer Peter Andre, she compared him to a miniature Chipolata, a certain area of him, and she was asked, was it respectful of Mr. Andre that she would share this detail?
So 2004, so you're talking like 18 years ago. So it should be very different, you know. But like, yeah. It's an awful lot of information, yeah.
It's an awful lot of information, yeah.
I just, and we said all morning, I just feel so sorry for Peter Andre.
Say he's like, how did I get dragged into this? It's going to last 7 days, so there's going to have to be more coming out of it.
This is just the beginning. This is the opening statements kind of thing.
Jamie wasn't there. Wayne was there with Colleen. She's wearing a boot because she must have injured herself, ankle or something like that. She's two handbags. I don't know what's in the second handbag, girls.
Maybe that's the thing. Is that the new season thing? Two handbags?
I don't know.
Maybe there's one with her stuff in it and one to swing it. She gets close enough to Rebecca. I don't know. So that's just the opening.
Mrs. Vardy's legal team said Mrs. Rooney had revelled in being nicknamed Wagatha Christie and shared posts of herself mocked up as the crime writer Agatha Christie.
So who came up with the term Wagatha Christie?
Well, it's because they're football wags.
No, I know, but was it Rooney herself?
Or was it
a journalist? Because you're going to feel hard done by if you came up with Wagatha Christie and everyone is using your thing.
Yeah, well, you could tell enough people. You see that? You know, that was me.
That was me there.
That was me. The court was told that the libel battle is a detective story that is essentially about betrayal. Oh, like.
But if she says it wasn't me, it was somebody else using my phone.
Who?
If Rebecca says that somebody else sent these messages her phone.
But who?
I think she said there was like somebody who was doing some work for her in the house.
No one has ever sent a message on my behalf from my phone.
So if you went to the Jacks and I wanted to send somebody a message,
you couldn't
from
open
your phone,
it. You'd need your eye.
Exactly.
You need your passcode. You can't do it.
Yeah.
It's such. Yeah, well, look, they'll have to decide.
And to get into the phone and send it to a journalist from your phone, it's like, no, it wasn't me. It was somebody else must have done it.
And don't forget the totally made-up stories, the stories at the heart of the case, that the Rooneys travelled to Mexico for gender selection treatment, that Mrs. Rooney was in talks to join Strictly Come Dancing, and that the family's Cheshire home was flooded in a storm.
So these are all fake stories.
Three stories that Colleen made up and shared on a one person in close friends in the story.
She claims that only Colleen would know that.
The case continues.
Unless the person was trying to get information from her phone and then pass it on. I don't know.
It's not impossible, but
look,
yeah.
She is adamant she didn't, so let's wait and see. There's another 6 days to go.
I can't show you my phone. It fell over the boat.
The North Sea.
I don't have it. Sorry. It's F104. Poor Peter Andre. I mean, thank you, a miniature Chipolata. He deserves better than that. This is quite a hack now.
I've got two hacks for you here, right? I've got two. So there's one is if you're on YouTube and you don't want it, you don't want any ads.
Okay.
So if there's ads popping up,
right,
and you're on a Mac or a computer, right?
Yeah.
You go up to the YouTube address,
right?
And if you look at the T of YouTube, it's got a U on either side of it.
It does.
In between the T and the U, close to the B. So
the second U.
So the second U, between the T and the U.
See ye.
If you put a dash there.
You're joking.
No ads.
Is that changed to YouTube -nocookie.com?
Yeah.
So the ads are gone, gone.
They're gone.
But now, some people, like, this is their job. That's
well,
how they
I'm
make
sure
money.
YouTube will fix this soon, but, like, yeah.
Try that another one there. It's like, I don't know, type in...
YouTube, just any...
just like a song or something.
So, here we go. So there's...
No, that might be monetized. Okay, try...
So
I'll
go something no, like this. Go to, so there's an ad, right? There's right, an ad. Okay, so I'm going to pause the ad.
Right.
Right, okay?
Yeah.
I go up to the Y-O-U-T, and then I go T hyphen U. Right, ready? Here we go. It's Bosch. No ad.
Oh my god. Every person who's paying their bills from YouTube is like, arr!
You know, I'm sure YouTube will fix that. But at the moment, thanks TikTok. I saw somebody else. And also, there's another guy, he's worked in a cinema for years. And he's talking about popcorn, the ultimate size to order.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the giant, in the States anyway, there's the giant, there's the medium, and there's the small.
I think that's pretty standard here as well, yeah.
So he gets the small bag. And he said, are you getting the value for your money? So he gets the small popcorn, pours it into the medium-sized container.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Or very similar.
So there's a big gap at the top of the medium bag. They give you the same amount.
Like. I think medium, the medium bucket isn't that different. Do you remember somebody did this recently with coffee? I think they did a thing similar where...
You're just watering down your coffee. If you're someone who drinks large coffees, it's not a large coffee. It's just more water.
I saw somebody the other day saying that they were ordering a tea. There's somebody in England and they're ordering a large tea. They charged them an extra 20 pence over there.
Yeah.
And all they didn't give them two bags. They gave them just a bit more water.
You don't even get a double bag.
No. So they were getting just more water for 20 pence. So, yeah.
The guy ordered a large cappuccino in front of me the other day and I nearly said to him, you know, just get more milk there. I really did. Like,
it's the best advice we got from our friend Stephen, who's a coffee expert. He just said... Get a small.
That's he's an expert. He just likes to drink lots of coffee.
Well, that would make him an expert in my eyes.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. And he said, don't be, what do you
they just put more water
medium
in.
It's just more water. It waters it down. It's actually a taste of your drink without it. Yeah, okay. That's cheaper.
Unless you get an extra shot or whatever.
Yeah, the extra shot's different. It's the same idea.
The other sad news this morning is...
So I've sorted out your popcorn, your coffee and your YouTube ads, okay?
Well, this might... So, well, look. EA will sort this out because they know what they're doing.
It's in the game.
Basically, FIFA want too much money to license the use of the name and the brand for the game. So after 2023, EA Sports FC, for now anyway, maybe it's the working title, that'll be the name of FIFA.
That's the title, EA Sports FC. It doesn't sound the same.
Now what happens if the players also get on board and this
I
and
don't
say,
know how that works.
Hang on a second, I'm Pogba, you're not using my face and yeah. Like, how will all that work? Well, it could be a very different game.
I hope it's not going to change like dramatically. Like, so yeah, you want to be able to have every single player that's playing. You don't want anyone missing.
Yeah.
You want to have all the countries involved. You
like
want to have
Messi
all the
could easily turn around and say, you're not using me.
All the grounds. You want all the grounds exactly the same the way it was. You can't mess with this. There's people I know that take the day off when this comes when it gets
rid. Yeah. Again, what if the stadium say we're not licensing you? I just, to make this decision, I don't see other people suddenly then going, oh, hang on a second, actually. Yeah, they're onto something here. Yeah. They want more money. So,
but even the Irish players, they're like they're perfectly done. They're so good. The detail is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I played a couple of games of FIFA before the Spurs Liverpool game, Naomi.
Did you?
It was Spurs
last Saturday.
Last Saturday, yeah. I was Liverpool.
So you were the reason they scored first.
No, the two games. It actually in the first game Liverpool won, and in the second game Spurs won.
Okay.
So it turns out that we predicted it almost right because it was a draw in the end.
Yeah. Couple of legs yourself. They're very graceful about it. They said, we're thankful for our many years of great partnership with FIFA. The future of global football is very bright and fandom around the world has never been stronger. And we have an incredible opportunity to put EA Sports FC at the heart of the sport.
EA Sports FC.
It's not in the game.
If any gamers know, is it going to be exactly the same game with just a different title? They just can't. They won't have the FIFA name, or is everything under the umbrella of FIFA gone? I need to know this. This is important.
I just think it's a can of worms that has been opened.
It's massive, massive game. It's one of the biggest releases every year.
Yeah, this is a weird one for us to get our heads around. Didn't win the lotto last night. Someone in the UK did 215 million. We were talking about it this time yesterday. You would be sick.
Especially, I was like, when I didn't win, I was upset.
I know.
But then I thought, oh, maybe Nobby won because he promised me all these
things. I didn't
things.
Even think of it this morning. I was like, check me ticket.
I won a fiver.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I was actually walking to work this morning. I heard two builders. One was in the van, one was outside the van, and one of them had got the email. And they're like, it kind of builds you up a bit when you get the email and then you realise, yeah, it's only like 3 quid, 5 quid. It's like, that's not really, it's a tease.
The email is like, sometimes some people go asleep. They get the email and then they go to sleep without opening it.
I know, so you can dream.
Well, it depends on certain times of night you can't log in to see if you've won because it goes asleep, the lottery app, which is clever. But it says, hi, James. The good news is you've won something.
Oh, yes.
We hope this win, big or small, puts a smile on your face today. Unfortunately, we can't reveal by email the amount you've won. I always just think, oh, this is it.
I saw the odds yesterday before I even bought the ticket. It'll put you off. But anyway, like, if you don't, have a go. Now, I have good news here about FIFA, right? So EA have all the agreements in place already with all the players and all the teams. That's a lot of meetings with players and their agents.
Does every single individual one have
I'd imagine.
Well, who doesn't want to be in it, like...
Yeah, it's a compliment.
If you're Salah, you want to be able to, for your kids to be able to play as you.
Yeah.
Be weird without you.
Yeah, but if you're Shane Duffy, no offense, Shane, you Salah would command more money, so you'd have to sit down individually.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of work.
Do they all get paid individually?
I presume they get an appearance fee. You can't use someone. Imagine someone wanted to use us in a game. You'd want something for it, like.
Mm.
Good for your profile doesn't pay the rent, does it? Anyway, they're just dropping the FIFA name. That's it. Nothing else would change. So that's good news.
Fantastic. That's all right. I don't care. It just said EA Sports anyway. Never said FIFA.
Good on you, EA. It's still in the game. Anyway, that's how it's going to work out. Grant. Stand down, everybody. Dermo. Sky had a go at this earlier on. She did very well. She was better than me.
Well, let's see if we, as we play another round of SpongeBob's Lyrics Pants.
Is that your game show voice, is it?
Yes, it is. Welcome along. So I was saying that last week that maybe I could have a little gold jacket and it could be a 5-minute TV show at like half past midnight.
When it comes to quiz shows now and jackets, I think you've had your fill, to be honest with you.
People coming in from the pub. 5 minutes of SpongeBob's Lyric Pants as you have a cheese toastie and then you go to bed.
We could just put these games on Spotify as little bits.
So here we go. SpongeBob is speaking the lyrics of a song. We'll give you three songs. You have to tell us the name of the artist.
And the title. They have to be correct.
Yeah, so don't WhatsApp us until you have all three, please. Okay? Are you ready to go?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. Here comes number one of this round.
La la. La la la.
That's it.
No.
Yeah, it's been a long night, and the mirror is telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own.
Oh, yeah. Give you the lyrics again. There is a la la.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, it's been a long night, and the mirror is telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own.
Oh, he's rocking. He's trying to get the.
Is this a solo artist, band? I'll give you something, like.
Well, solo, yeah, solo.
Female?
It's coming to you, yeah. Well, I can't really say. It's not fair on everybody else playing.
Okay.
That's part one. Here comes number two.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch. It's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Your ship?
Ship, it's ship. I always thought it was a rude word, that, but it's
ship.
Not. It's ship.
Your ship bear.
Yeah. That's number two. Here it is
that's
second
that's
time.
A tough
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch. It's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Massive song.
It really is massive. You can hear it, but it's just, I can't play
it. Can you not?
No.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Crap. Yeah. If you think you know those two, stand by. Here comes the third.
feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
Good man, Sponge.
Oh, again, it's so well known, but I'm like, what?
Go on, Spongy B, give us it again.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
So what, are you
really
nothing?
Into it? I actually have, I have nothing.
You have nothing? Let me have a look and see.
And I know they're not hard
the
songs.
Are doing. No, they're all huge. So don't look at the screen now, Nobby.
My eyes are closed. My eyes are closed.
Oh, yeah, we have a couple of people getting it wrong. Milkshakes, but no, that's wrong.
Okay. I mean, I got 2 out of 3.
They're coming in. They're only starting to come in now because some people are listening on the app as well. So
well, good morning to them.
We'll give it a second.
Okay.
Because I want to keep everyone happy.
My eyes are still closed. Don't forget, of course, you can bring us, and like, you could bring us with us. We could go to Donegal with you if you have the app on in your car.
Or Dundrum. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So coming up, we'll give you the answers in a couple of minutes. Don't move.
Oh, toughies. SpongeBob lyric pants on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104.
Okay, so Leanne, don't tell us anything, Leanne, because we've seen your scorecard and it's perfect.
Better than mine.
Thanks.
What are you doing, Leanne, that you have so much time in your hands to play along with this quiz?
I'm definitely in work anyway.
Are you, yeah?
Yeah.
From home or from an office?
No, I'm in the hospital actually at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, right. Well, look, you have got perfect score here. Nobby, you
are
struggling.
I know them all. I just... Yeah.
Is there anything you want to hear again? Are you happy enough?
Oh, you can play something back to you if you like, but...
Well, this was the first one.
La, 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 la.
Like that, even that bit was like, what? La,
nothing happened? Well...
La, la. Is it a big part of the song, obviously?
No answer. Well, she says it at the beginning.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. No?
Here we go with the answers.
Oh.
La, 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 la,
la. La. Been a long time.
Come on, Sponge.
Yeah, it's been a long night, and the mirror is telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own.
Miley Cyrus.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Oh, Adele, it's
reaching
rolling
a
the
fever pitch. It's bringing me out the dark.
Oh,
massive.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Did you think it was ship as well, Leanne?
Sorry?
When she says ship.
Oh, so I think it was hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Feeling my way through the darkness.
Yeah.
Guided by a beating heart.
There will be a SpongeBob album coming.
There should be.
I can't tell where the journey will end.
Wake me up, Avicii. Yeah.
But I know where to start.
What year was that released?
2012.
Wrong. Leanne.
Oh. 2014?
No.
Oh, 13. 13.
It was 13. We'll give you a point 13. There now. Yeah. But we're rolling in the deep. Adele.
Oh, that was 2012.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue.
No. I haven't got a clue. It was earlier. It was 2010.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that was before someone like you. Never mind, I'll find someone like
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That was 2010. And Midnight Sky, Miley Cyrus?
Oh, that's
that was only
off.
Recently.
Yeah,
it was.
It
was like 2016.
No. Much more recent.
Newer? 2018?
2020.
Midnight Sky's 2020.
2020 was released.
Would not have guessed that.
Leanne, you get a pair of Strawberry Alarm Clock cuddle mugs, and we have cinema passes for
movies at Swords or movies at Dundrum, whichever is nearer.
You pick. You go and see the movies. Have a cuddle mug.
Thanks, Mel.
Yeah. Go back to work now. Yeah.
I will. You too.
Right. Good luck. I am working. What do you mean?
SpongeBob lyrics pants. Return.
Get back to work, you too, she just said to me. We are working. Believe it or not, this is our job.
People don't believe it's really work. That's not really work.
It is, I swear.
Here, is it?
It's you just push buttons. Oh, yeah, here's another one right here. Look,
can do that.
Here's a button being pushed right now. Look, huh? Huh?
You gotta work hard to play hard.
And you know, I like a weird plane story, Jim.
Oh, God. It was not cars, it's planes.
A Turkish flight was halted just before taking off in the last few days. Some Muppet used AirDrop to send photographs to other passengers. AirDrop will still work, I think, if you're on airplane mode. Once you have Wi-Fi on. And there was photographs and videos of plane accidents.
What?
Yeah.
To send it to who? Everybody
to do with the flight.
Send it on the plane.
Well, the people had their AirDrop on closest to the person who was sending them. So there was nine passengers were lifted off the flight.
That's a thing that people do and they think it's hilarious. I was in a shopping centre once. In the kind of lobby of a shopping centre, and somebody was trying to send me stuff as airdrop, and I think it was some kind of weird stuff, and I kept getting this offer, do you want to accept this from this random, no and it was, and somewhere there was like 2 15 year olds laughing their heads off.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
it was them. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've tried to send myself an airdrop, and you see other people's names and you're like, oh no, I don't want to send it to them. Jesus,
I've never seen anybody else's name come up. I must have a setting on it that I can only send contacts.
I have no doubt you do.
Contacts only. Yeah, I think I did. After this thing in the shot in the supermarket, I turned off my airdrop for everybody to access me, because people can send you stuff, and they can, in London, they can come up and they can get codes of you.
Well, yeah, but QR codes is definitely making life easier. Yeah. More about them. But the images that were sent were also one of the airline that the people were on was their flight.
Jesus.
9 of the 160 passengers on board were arrested on suspicion of sending the photographs, which they said could be interpreted as a threat of an attack.
Don't mess around on aircraft. You just don't mess around. It's not a place it's not a place for fun.
Just go to Wexford on your holidays.
Well, just don't mess around.
My flight last week, I was like, if there's any doctors on board, because they presented themselves to a member of cabin crew, and I was like, oh, here we go, we're going to be diverted now. And someone said to me, yeah, but the person could have actually been really sick. I was like, yeah, of course, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah,
empathy wasn't big. That, what about me getting home?
I didn't mean it like that. Lovely old gentleman, looked like a retired doctor. Just
was he alright in the end?
I think so.
You don't care, do you?
I do care.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.